Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, we're suffering casualties on the show this morning, Woods. It's already Monday morning, and the injury report is growing.
Yes.
We've lost the hammer.
We have lost
the
hammer.
What are we going to do?
I think we'll be okay.
Carry on. All right.
Paul's just going to have to do a lot more work, but, I mean,
we're going to carry on. He's pulled a Jalen Ramsey, not feeling well.
Yeah.
So
stand-up guy.
I hope everything's okay with Hammer. Get better, Hammer. We understand.
Yeah. I think maybe some Pepto-Bismol would cure all for Hammer. Don't you think?
Well,
that's always isn't Pepto always the first step? Like, yeah, I'm just not feeling good. My wife, get some Pepto in you. You'll be fine, right?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What?
Jam.
So that is a spot that runs on our station. And I believe it's a national spot.
Yeah, weeks we've been just kind of sitting here listening, what are they singing?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
So if 3 weeks ago it plays, and I remember sitting in there, I remember exactly what I was doing. I went, he just sang diarrhea.
I actually remember
you remember me? I was like, hey.
You were about to do a total T-Kirk
spot. Yeah.
And you go, like, you turn your mic on and you go, wow, that was a hell of a commercial there. That was a hell of a jingle.
Diarrhea.
All right. So rewind the tape on this, will you, Ben? Indulge me for a minute?
Sure. Why not? Why not?
Just indulge.
I mean, it's not like
it's not there's anything going on in sports.
Gigantic sports weekend. The Padres fire their manager. Have all kinds of NFL news. We haven't even talked college football. Go ahead. Talk about some guy singing about diarrhea on Ben and Woods.
So, play it again.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Really catchy. Right? And listen, you're selling Pepto-Bismol. So at some point, you know, you're going to have to think outside the box a little bit. So what happens? They get in a room, and a guy's like, guys, I got it. I've been working on this jingle. It's really, really good. Here it is. Here's my jingle. I
when
wrote it.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
I'm going to sing the last. I'm going to make sure to highlight diarrhea at the very end. With a give it its own special because it's nausea, heartburn, everything else kind of mixed together. But I'm going to make sure I sing diarrhea. You have sang indigestion? Couldn't you have hidden diarrhea in there with the other
what
stuff?
What word are you going to hit? I mean, if all those words, you're going to hit one of the words.
Diarrhea, apparently.
This
which is such a great
me,
word.
This reminds me of an episode of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
Do you remember when Brian Austin Green's character was writing jingles, but was having no luck, couldn't come up with any ideas? And then finally he played the special song that he had written for Tori Spelling for the Jingle People, and they loved it, but he felt bad. That was supposed to be the song for his girlfriend, but it was the only one they liked because he had really put his heart and soul into it. That's what I'm thinking went on
with
this Pepto-Bismol commercial.
Diarrhea. I didn't see that episode that you're referring to. If I did,
everyone saw it. 90210, right?
I had watched it, but I don't remember. But really, like, it's that commercial did its job because now we're talking about Pepto-Bismol.
Ugh, those nachos were rough on my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Is that what Jalen Ramsey has?
Try new Pepto-Bismol liquid caps for fast relief and ultra coating.
So Hammer, Jet, it's amazing.
New Pepto-Bismol liquid caps. Use as directed.
Just singing diarrhea in the background. And
there's a guy who was hired for that job. Yeah,
diarrhea. When like, here's your script. He's like, man, I don't want to do this. Diarrhea. I really don't want to do this.
Will they recognize my voice?
Yeah, or my friend's going to laugh. I'm diarrhea guy for the rest of my life. I got to sing this jingle. Diarrhea.
We've reached out to John Legend, but
he passed.
He read the script and said no.
Diarrhea.
Seal turned us down as well. Diarrhea.
It's so good. Well, listen, I want to go out and buy Pepto-Bismol now. Hopefully Hammer is feeling better. Hammer, I would start there.
Get to Rite Aid, get some Pepto.
Get it in you ASAP. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Such a great one.
Maybe it's a good thing that we don't have a phone screener right now.
Yeah.
We can just let it ring at the moment. No one can call in and complain.
And yell at us.
This is who you voted for as the best sports talk radio show in San Diego.
Carlos.
You all did that.
Carlos, who bitches about literally everything, says that commercial is annoying. That commercial is genius, Carlos. It's genius. There's a level of genius
did
in there.
Did you not like Dietz Nuts either?
Yeah, did you not like Dietz Nuts either? I mean, come on. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant marketing. Well done, Pepto-Bismol. Everybody go out and buy some Pepto-Bismol on your way to 7 Mile Casino, who the show is brought to you by today.
Thank you, Woods,
You're
for
welcome.
Handling that.
You're
good
welcome.
Transition. All right, can we get back to
sports
talk?
I guess.
All right, who's our early front runners? Because we've gone through the list. We talked about it earlier. Some of the names came out. I think the first list that Kevin Acey put out had the names Bruce Bochy, Ron Washington, Mike Socia, Mark Loretta, and Moises Alou on it. Those were five names right there on the list. Is there a name there? Is there a name not on the list you think is the front runner at this point? Rod Barajas, already definitely is getting a little look-see as the interim manager right now. There's other guys out there whose names have been brought up as well. Front runner for Woods.
For me, if I had my pick?
Yeah.
Joe Maddon.
Not Ron Washington. You were so high on Ron Washington.
I love Wash. It's never going to happen.
Be the Wash guy.
I am the Wash guy. God, I would love Ron Washington here. Oh, my Lord. Purely selfish. Literally for morning radio purposes only. He's phenomenal. But no, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think it's a big enough name. I do think it's got to have a lot of cachet. I really think, Ben, it's going to come down to Joe Maddon, Joe Girardi, Mike Socia, one of those guys that is. Look, A.J. Preller, man. A.J. Preller. Dude, this is it for him. He's got to get it figured out sooner than later. And if he can go in 2 years and be like, well, listen, I hired friggin' Joe Maddon and he couldn't get the job done. That's not on me.
I think the guy, so close at least to being the guy, he lacks the one, like the one thing that you really do need, and that is the managerial experience. But otherwise, he's got everything else that I think the Padres could be looking for. And that's Mark Loretta. The front, have that A.J. Hinch front office experience into the dugout, bench coach experience, success on the field, credibility, well-known within the Padres organization, knows a lot of their prospects from the time that he worked here. He checks just about every box, good personality, steady influence, well-respected. The one thing he doesn't have is that managerial experience, and I don't know that they can give the job to someone who hasn't managed a single day in Major League Baseball. If they do decide to give it to someone who's getting their first job, I think it's going to be Mark Loretta. I mean, to me, that's the guy who is my leading candidate among the veteran managers out there.
Talking to some friends about it over the weekend, Moises Alou obviously is a name that is really interesting as well because, Ben, this is a six-time All-Star. Moises Alou was a good player. And I think a guy like that walks into the room, and guys like Manny and Hosmer and all the veterans, they know that that guy's been through it. And that is important. And he was a good player, too. Andy Green went through it, but he was not a good player. I think that guy commands a little bit of respect. But again, he's a virtual Yeah, I mean, he has no MLB experience managing. So that is it's going to be a tough sell for this fan base, I think, if you bring in a guy again that is a bit of a project. And I think the learning on the job thing has got to stop. You need somebody, in my opinion, that has experience, knows what they're doing, has been through it before, knows how to manage a playoff roster, knows how to manage a team during the playoffs. Joe Maddon checks every box. I'm so tired of that phrase. We've all said it 50 times today, checking the boxes. But Joe Maddon, he's going to be expensive. His team is in a free fall right now in Chicago. I don't know. I don't know that.
I think
he sure is sexy though. It's a
I can't
sexy
see
pick.
Expense being. I mean, if you're going to go out and spend $300 million on Manny Machado, I heard a bunch of people say this weekend came up to me. Doesn't Andy still have 2 years left on his contract? They're just going to buy that out.
Yes.
And I said, yeah. And 2 years of Andy Green is the equivalent of about 11 days of Manny Machado.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, it's nothing. If you're going to go out and invest that much in players, you can't just cheap out on the manager. If you think Joe Maddon's the right guy, you're just going to have to pay him what he's worth and what he could get on the open market. I'm not saying Joe Maddon's the guy, but in terms of experienced managers, he's probably my leading candidate as well, assuming he becomes available in this offseason. I got a tweet here over the weekend from Alo53Woods. He says the next manager needs to be experienced, and the club needs to let them manage the team without all the overuse of analytics. And
it's not going to happen.
I split on that one because I kind of agree on the experience. But look at the teams that are good in Major League Baseball right now. Astros, Cubs, Red Sox, Dodgers, Yankees, A's. I mean, Rays, they all rely heavily on analytics.
Heavily.
You can't just let those teams have that advantage and say, hey, we're not going to bog ourselves down in analytics. That's honestly not what the Padres' problem is. The good teams use analytics, and they use it a lot. Maybe they do a better job of not making it feel like they do it so much that, you know, the fans and the players feel like they're just going out and, you know, conveying that information is important. You want to convey analytical information to players without just handing them a spreadsheet. You know, you have to be able to translate that information into something usable on the field. To a pitcher, hey, yeah, you want to know where a guy's cold zones are, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
If a guy hits the ball well up and in, you got to make sure that your pitcher knows that. Hey, that guy hits a lot of good pitches up and in. You want to keep it low and down. Or guy has trouble with the ball up high, you know, at the top of the zone. You know, feed him up there.
I think low and down are the same thing.
You're right. Low and outside.
Benny, look, yeah, you can't. There is no more old school. There's no more, I manage with my gut. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen.
Even if
you'd be an idiot to do it
right
now. Yeah,
even if you hired a Bruce Bochy or someone like that, a Ron Washington, there's going to be analytics involved.
Yes.
In whoever takes this job. And they'd be stupid if they were just going to say, I don't want to see the spreadsheets. I don't want to see any of that information.
I know my guys.
You know, my leadoff guy gets on, my second guy's sacrificing him over to second. I don't want that guy as my
manager. I don't want that guy either.
You're just giving up. You're just giving up an advantage to other teams.
Yeah,
if you're not using analytical information.
A lot of people say though, Benny, that that Mark Loretta is probably going to get that Cubs job. I mean, he's there on the bench right now. Again, they're in a free fall.
Wait, which job would you rather have if you're Mark Loretta? If they were both offered to you, Cubs or Padres, and you had the choice, and the money was relatively the same.
Yeah.
Which would you want
right
now?
I've got crazy love. If it was me, if I'm Mark Loretta, and I get the offer from the Cubs, and I get the offer from the Padres, I'm probably taking the Padres gig. I think the future is brighter. Now, they've got superstars there. Javi Baez is a superstar. Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant. I mean, they've got good players. Wilson Contreras, great catcher. Like, there's a lot to work with there, but you can't beat it
but
here.
But there's some injury concerns about guys who might. We've seen the best days of some of them, perhaps.
You can't beat it here. This is where I want to be. I would want to be in San Diego, and I think the future is still massively, massively bright. A lot of good pitching prospects coming up to work with.
You think there's no reason to think that the ownership won't pony up a little bit for a manager. They've already proven they'll spend on the players. Manager's just as important. If they really do pony up and the offer is right, this has got to be one of the most appealing job openings, at least in recent memory, right?
Yeah, I mean, one would think.
To live in San Diego.
But again, it's like how much, my first question is, all right, So how much say do I get? Are you faxing me the, you texting me the lineup every day?
I think that's a question that they have any job interview, though, these days.
Yeah, I do.
You can't also have any manager who's going into, I'm taking the Padres job because, you know what, it's chill. There's less pressure to win. You want a manager who feels pressure to win right away.
No doubt.
Here, you can't have the old, oh, yeah, I'm going to get plenty of time, you know, 3 years before anything's expected from me. Not this time. Not this job. Not right now. This is urgent of a win now job as has come on the market in a while. This is
no
joke. As much as the Red Sox a couple of years ago hiring Alex Cora, you know, he was going to get judged on that first year. Whoever's hired in San Diego very much gets judged on their first year. And if it's a disaster, I could see a one and done situation.
It's dire. I mean, it's a dire situation that we're in right now. And I know the fan base is about to riot. I know Ron Fowler is furious and ready for a winner. So it's a huge, huge, huge deal.
What's he coming up in the next 30 minutes? Listen, for your name to be called and call back at 833-288-0973. I have no idea who's going to answer that call right now. To win a pair of tickets as our biggest fan, we're going to be giving away tickets to KOS Win Country Fest at the Del Mar Fairgrounds on Sunday, October 6th, featuring Billy Currington. Also, you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing for that two-night stay at the Venetian in Las Vegas and the trip to Legacy Stadium. Enter at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Don't do this is coming up next. Woods, anything in particular?
No.
I've got the worst headline of the weekend. Actually, I got two bad, bad newspaper mistakes for you. We'll get to that next with Ben and Woods.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Be there or be square.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, three sports stories that make you shake your head. Be better, sports world. We call it Don't Do This. Woodsy, I'll get us started here on a Monday with a terrible headline in the state newspaper of Columbia, South Carolina. After the South Carolina Gamecocks lost to Missouri 34-14 over the weekend, their quarterback is Ryan Helinski. He's the brother, if you'll remember, of former Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski, who committed suicide. They did a lot of stories last season. His family started a whole foundation called Helinski's Hope to combat suicide. It was really, you know, emotional, good stuff last year. Well, after the loss to Missouri, the state newspaper headline said, Helinski Hope Sinks. And that everyone was just kind of outraged that you wouldn't have some sensitivity toward the family and that they would co-opt a really try to positive emotional message into a flippant headline about a football team losing.
Don't do this. God.
They've come out. Our sincerest apologies, the newspaper writes, to the Helinski family today for the unfortunate headline in our print edition. Helinski's Hope works to raise awareness about mental health issues, especially for student athletes. Although the connection between the headline and the foundation was unintentional, there is no excuse for such poor wording, and we have reached out to the family and university to express our regrets.
Yeah, that's stepping in it, my friend. Sometimes, Ben, it's okay to not answer questions. And I think Bruce Arians probably should have just yesterday not answered the question of why he took a delay of game penalty to move a game winner back for Tampa Bay. And he did take the delay of game penalty. When they asked him, why in his press conference after, he had this to say.
Yeah, I want the field goal. He's better back. That field goal is easier back 5 yards.
Is it?
No sense hurrying. We wanted to move the ball over, put it in the middle, and make it an easy field goal.
He moved it. He wanted it moved back. He wanted a farther field goal.
I always have trouble with that one.
He wanted a farther. That's
one is
it.
Distance, one is concept, but I can never remember which
is
which.
Well, anyway, he wanted a longer field goal for his kicker, which doesn't make to
it
me any
be further from the truth.
That couldn't be further from the. So it couldn't be further from the goalpost.
This is farther. From
it's
the
farther from the goalpost. I don't know, but holy cow, Ben! Missed the kick, and again, listen, they drafted him to kick field goals from short and long. I mean, he missed the 44-yarder, but. Dude, it's one of those things where you just don't want to answer. You just shouldn't answer, right?
I will say that you don't necessarily want your field goal. If it's the difference between a 28 and a 33-yard kick, you don't necessarily want your team like rushing out there and making a mistake just to avoid that penalty. So I can see where I might rather have like a calm unit out there with plenty of time kicking a 33-yarder versus like a team rushing in off the sideline trying to beat the snap with 1 second to go and getting the kickoff from 28. But when you miss it, that's a bad look for a head coach.
So,
bad look.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this article says here, so if by that logic, wouldn't it mean he's good from long and from short, but not from extra point distance? That's, my head hurts. It's almost enough to make you long for Robert Aguayo, who would just go ahead and miss without the need for all the mental gymnastics from Bruce Arians. Interesting story. Not something that that you want to admit to, I would bet.
Finally, this one comes from noted Chargers antagonist Ryan Phillips from thebiglead.com, who's going to be in a couple of days next week filling in for you, Woodsy.
He is.
Did you notice Snoop Dogg was at the Chargers-Texans yesterday as a special guest of the Chargers? He was actually fired off their cannon before the game, did some social media stuff on their account, was there to help fire up fans.
Yeah.
But Snoop, apparently his loyalty only lasts so long. By the end of the first quarter, Snoop had taken off the jersey that the Chargers had given him in a tweet from Arash Markazi of the LA Times. And then after the game, he just completely abandoned any pretense of supporting the Chargers. He showed up in the Texas locker room, the Texans locker room, celebrated with Deshaun Watson and the boys after the game, jumping around in the locker room with Snoop. After getting invited to the game by the Chargers and being their honored guest, he was celebrating with the team that beat them yesterday.
Is that,
Carson,
that's a paid appearance, clearly.
Oh, of course.
That is a paid appearance. Now, if you do that, don't you have to kind of see it through?
like not if you're Snoop.
Not if you're Snoop. You can do what you want.
I got in the living room getting it on.
Yeah.
And they ain't leaving until 6 in the morning. 6 in the morning. That's
speaking
not even
of,
paid.
Speaking of Snoop.
Not a paid appearance.
Not a paid appearance.
And that is Don't Do This on a Monday.
That was Don't Do This, presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
The big headline, of course, here in San Diego, Andy Green relieved of his duties as manager of the Padres on Saturday morning. The search for a new manager is already underway. Padres Executive Vice President and General Manager A.J. Preller, he got up really early with us back just after 5 a.m. We talked to him this morning. We're going to bring you that interview next for everyone who doesn't get up at ungodly hours. Padres GM A.J. Preller with Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, don't need to toot our own horn any more than we already do here on the best sports show in San Diego.
You're really beating this bit into the ground.
As voted by the Union Tribune readers.
Thanks for the love. Very happy.
But if you were listening,
we didn't
those who
this.
Listened in the 5 a.m. hour said some really good questions that Ben Woods asked A.J. Preller this morning. Different stuff than he got asked on Saturday when he was doing a news conference in the dugout at Petco Park immediately following the firing of Andy Green. So, in the interest of everyone who doesn't get up before 6 a.m., we're going to bring that interview back for you. Joining us right now on the SDCC Fan Hotline early in the morning with Ben and Woods, Padres Executive Vice President and General Manager A.J. Preller. A.J., we appreciate you giving us some time. I know you're busy today. Thanks for joining us early.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
First of all, just given a couple of days of reflection, just kind of how did this weekend go for you? I know it can't have been easy. I know Andy was a friend, which makes this even tougher for you. But where you are today compared with a couple of days ago, feeling about how this move went?
Yeah, it's obviously, obviously tough conversations. And like you mentioned, I mean, everybody, you look at the fact you're working together in a business, But, you know, you spend a ton of time together. You know, I think over the last 4 years, probably spoken to Andy more than anybody in my life. I think, you know, you're on the phone with him every single day or in person for hours on end. And, you know, I have a ton of respect for him as a person and obviously as a baseball manager. But, you know, it's tough conversations, tough calls. And, you know, it's nice to get a win yesterday. You know, coming off a you know, weekend where you had to make a lot of difficult calls and conversations.
AJ, how much pressure now do you feel? I mean, this was, you know, everyone was kind of talking about, well, all right, Andy's gone. I mean, the heat is now on AJ Preller, not only to put a major league roster that wins, you know, a lot more ball games than it loses on the field, but also to find the right fit for the next San Diego Padres. You have a lot on your plate this morning, my friend.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, we've got to the point here overall. I think we've known this is going to be a big offseason, and another decision that's in front of us, and choosing the right person to lead this team. We feel like we've got a lot of talent that we've built up throughout the season, and at the big league level, some young talent that needs to continue to develop. And we've got to continue adding to the roster, and then obviously picking the right guy to lead this group to take them to a different level. So should be an interesting couple months for sure.
AJ, I think there's a distinction between a manager not being the right guy right now and being a mistake to begin with. If you could go back to the hiring of Andy Green, would you still do it? You know, given what you know 4 years later.
Yeah, I think it's a good point in terms of what you're saying. I mean, I think there's obviously guys that have had, you know, success in different situations, different places, different times. Sometimes there is like a, you know, right guy at the right time. I think for us and what we were trying to get to over the last years, I think when we hired Andy, we understood, hey, we're going to be building this thing up. We're going to be playing young players. We're going to be trying out some different things at the major league level. You know, and somebody that understood that, accepted that, had a chance to excel in that. And you know, and then what we were hoping for was kind of the next step, somebody that could then, you know, when we felt like we had some of that talent base built up, could then take us to a different level. And I think Andy checked a lot of those boxes. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why it's so tough, is he put a ton of time and effort into, you know, into the building of this thing. I think as we get this thing turned around, I think in large part, you know, over the next few years, we'll look back and see a lot of things that Andy, you know, played a big hand in terms of the developing of some players, developing of systems and processes throughout the organization and the system. But just ultimately here, you know, kind of looking at that last step, that next step of getting to contention, we felt like probably a different voice needed to get us through this last phase.
Talking to Padres general manager AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods. One thing I know Andy did back in late 2015 when you were hiring the last manager was that he wowed everybody in his interviews, came in extremely prepared with a plan. Every detail was planned out. What did you learn kind of during that process that's going to help you this time around hiring a manager? I mean, not that it's a bad thing to win the interview, but that also doesn't necessarily win baseball games.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're always constantly looking back and trying to evaluate and seeing, you know, how you could do things better. I think for us, honestly, when I look back at that, I thought the process was good. I think we had a, you know, real cross-section of, you know, people throughout baseball, different experiences that participated in that process. Trevor Hoffman, Moises Alou, Mark Loretta, Don Welke, you know, front office staff, R&D staff, Josh Dunn, et cetera. It was a, you know, I thought it was overall a good process. I thought Andy was clearly the guy at that time that you know, overall, not just an interview setting. I mean, you do a ton of background, ton of research, you know, look at him in all different arenas, and he was the guy that again that we felt good about the process. But you definitely you know, each situation is a little different, and I think, like you mentioned, 4 years ago was a lot different in terms of where we were at as an organization than it is right now, and I think that'll definitely factor into this process and how we'll go through it. And just trying to find up and match up the right person for the job here right now.
Well, and AJ, Jeff Passan tweeted over the weekend, Andy Green's firing in San Diego follows 4 disappointing seasons and opens up a tremendously appealing job. The new manager will inherit Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Chris Paddock, and arguably the best farm system in baseball. This should be a pick of the litter gig. What will you do differently now? I mean, if people are going to come knocking on your door, you know, because 4 years ago, I got to imagine it was a little bit different. I mean, obviously, this is a great place to live. It's a great ballpark. The farm system's great. You've got some superstar talent on the squad. How is the vetting process going to go? I mean, is there anything in the back of your mind that you could share with us of the type of guy that you're looking for moving forward?
I think from 4 years ago, you had a situation. Obviously, I was new in my job from a general manager standpoint. We had an ownership group that was a few years into to their tenure. I think probably the biggest thing from Ron and Peter is that they've shown it's a first-class organization in terms of the treatment of employees, the treatment of families, in the organization of the players, the staff, and then obviously going out and investing. You know, they've invested a ton in terms of resources to go out and build the system. I think our scouts and our group has shown that they're good at finding talent, developing talent, and then Ron and Peter have gone out and shown that they'll go out and spend on impact players. So, I think over, 4 years ago, a situation was still a little bit more in the proving ground. I definitely still am, and definitely was in that spot as a first year GM, basically. I think here there's definitely some things that as candidates look at this opportunity, look at this job, what you read there with the tweet, and there's some known things in terms of, young talent, in terms of some, an established star in Manny Machado, and then obviously, knowing what you're getting into with Ron and Peter that have, they've talked about best in class and they've backed it up here the last few years.
AJ, you talked about the collaborative effort, and ultimately I know you're going to make this call on the manager along with Ron and Peter. But one guy you do have, a couple of guys you have that you didn't have back then, Manny Machado, who has 9 years left on a contract here and making a lot of money. Eric Hosmer, a leader in that clubhouse. How much do you need to consult players, especially players like that, before making this hire?
Yeah, we'll obviously sit down. We'll sit down with all of the players here as we get to the end of the season and the process of doing that right now, getting their thoughts on their own personal situation, what went well, things that we can do better as an organization. We'll factor everything in. Obviously I'll visit with Manny and Eric as we go through the process, but this is going to be, obviously their job is to play. Their job is to, build a culture in the clubhouse, play on the field, perform on the field. Myself, Ron, Peter, the baseball operations staff, our job is to pick the right guy there to lead that group. So I think you factor everything in. We'll have those conversations over the course of the next month. But honestly, it's a conversation that we'll make the call here and pick somebody here that's going to lead this team.
Talking to Padres general manager AJ Preller again. Thanks for the time this morning, AJ. What's your timeline here? What's the time frame on getting a new guy, having the press conference, getting the jersey and everything else, and letting everybody know, hey, we're ready to jam in 2020. Going to go out, make a playoff run, all that. When do you want to have this guy locked down?
Yeah, I think obviously the process starts right now. As I mentioned this weekend, I think we look at it. It's about getting the right person. So, ideal world is, we get the right person in a timely fashion over the course of the next month, and we look up and we're able to hit the ground running in the off season. We've got a lot of things that we need to accomplish here this off season, and having a manager and coaching staff in place is going to be crucial. Ultimately, we're not going to do anything foolish in terms of, we want to hit this timeline. We want to make sure that we're thorough in our process, and we've looked at all the different candidates. We feel like there's going to be a wide selection, and when we get the right guy, we'll go ahead and make that call. And nobody in a few years is going to remember whether we made the selection on November 7th or October 25th. It's just, did you get the right guy?
I've been told, and of course you would know better than I do, that Rod Barajas is an incredibly popular guy in your clubhouse. So how much stock should you place in these last 8 games, which obviously are hugely meaningful? I mean, it was a nice win yesterday. Just as a tryout, are you going to put, some stock in it? Not really any at all? Are you going to kind of just wait and see at the end of the year? What does this last week mean for Rod Barajas?
Every night is, is some form of evaluation in terms of your team going out with some information. But we talked with Rod. I said, if you go, whatever it is right now, you go 8-0, you go 0-8. That's not what this is going to be about. He's built up a body of work. We obviously know him well here over the last 5 years. I think we're going to get into, sitting down, talking more to all the candidates, talk to everybody. And I think from Rod's standpoint, it's just, here over the last week, it's, go ahead, make good decisions, make sound decisions in terms of, you know, of what we're looking to do here in the going towards next year, giving guys experiences. And, you know, again, like the, what we've seen from the last month of baseball hasn't been fun to watch. That's what we talked about. And let's get back to at least, you know, looking up here in this last week and, you know, and seeing guys that go out, play the way they played through the first half of the season, play with some energy, and then play quality baseball. But in terms of that, anything for Rod and managing this team, yes or no, you know, the win-loss record isn't going to factor in.
It's AJ Preller on with Ben and Woods this morning. Real quick, I woke up this morning. I had like 100 messages, and my Twitter went crazy. Will Myers, is he okay? I don't know if you were at the charity event for Kirby Yates and his wife last night, but something happened with Will Myers, and we just wanted to make sure if you'd heard anything and make sure he's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I was not at the event, but talked to our training staff and medical staff, and it sounds like he had. You know, passed out there for a minute at the Kirby event, at some type of comedy event. And ultimately, you know, so far everything we've seen, you know, has been, you know, seems like everything's come back positive from a testing standpoint, but we'll obviously look at that here today. But it sounds like so far everything's come back good.
Well, that is good to hear, obviously, for anyone who was worried and had been seeing that on social media. Well, AJ, we do appreciate it. Again, we know you're busy. You got a lot of work ahead of you right now. Good luck as you search for that next manager of the Padres. And keep us updated. Our listeners will want to know. So we'll hopefully chat with you again as you wrap up the process as well.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, AJ.
AJ Preller, Executive Vice President, General Manager of the Padres. And AJ Preller. Sorry, that just kind of ended abruptly. AJ Preller on our SDCU fan hotline. Yeah. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates
auto
means
loan rates.
Low payments apply today at SDCCU.com. We got a lot to get to.
I know. It was funny this weekend listening to Ben on the air without us, and he said auto loan rates, and he goes, this is nice. I don't have Paul here to play the drop of
auto loan rates,
which we do every time.
No. We do have to give out a biggest fan right now. Be ready. If you get your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. 833-288-0973. This week, we're giving away tickets to KSON Country Fest on Sunday, October 6th, featuring Billy Currington, and you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing for the weekend at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas and the trip to Legacy Stadium, the ultimate sports bar with stadium-style seating.
Woo, he did it.
Jose Farfan, you are the biggest fan today. You got 10 minutes. 833-288-0973 to call back. Claim your prize. We had some callers on the line. We don't have a call screener right now.
Hammer went home sick,
but if you want to jump back in, 833-288-0973. Well, it's a lot of names already being bandied about for the next manager of the Padres. One that can't really be talked about yet is Joe Maddon. He still has a job.
Yes.
I mean, the Cubs could re-sign him, could keep him. It certainly doesn't look like they're going to. But
I got a little scoopage.
Until the end of the season, we don't know.
I got a little scoopage this morning. Yeah, from somebody in the know texted me and said that David Ross is the guy that the Cubs really want to look at, which would also mean, Ben, Maddon leaves, Mark Loretta is freed up as well. If David Ross is the next guy in Chicago, also this person told me that that Joe Maddon would love to be in San Diego. So there you go.
Interesting.
Here's the other thing.
His bench coach and himself could both be available and both be intriguing to the Padres.
A lot of people don't think the Brad Ausmus thing is going to last in L.A., Anaheim, wherever. Joe Maddon would also be interested in that gig, I would have to imagine, as well. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of competition out there. I mean,
You mean like one and done for Ausmus,
yeah,
or he waits around for that job?
One and done.
Then, of course, would put Brad Ausmus possibly on the list.
Correct.
For the Padres?
Correct.
Experience manager, not one with a lot of success at the big league level yet.
You know, the interesting thing is we like to feel sometimes like we're on an island. And, yeah, while this is a very intriguing opportunity, looks like there's going to be at least four openings, at least, that I can think of. Potentially more.
San Francisco, San Diego, Chicago. Who else do you have for sure?
Not for sure, but you got to imagine teams like the Tigers may look. You got to imagine, I mean, the Marlins just re-upped Mattingly. You got to imagine The Orioles, the Royals. I mean, there's a lot of really
it's
bad
hard to
teams.
Say. I mean,
it is
when you, but all those teams expected to be
three,
really bad.
So three for sure.
There's four 100 loss teams.
Now, what if Dave Roberts? Right now. What if Dave Roberts loses another World Series? Do you dare?
No.
Do you? You don't, right?
You can't. Dodgers can't.
Okay.
Now, if they go out in the first round of the playoffs,
yep.
maybe that's a different story.
I'm going to go ahead and call it. There's going to be seven managerial changes. Seven.
But you're telling me if they lost to the Astros or the Yankees in a hard-fought World Series.
In six or seven, yeah.
That's, I mean,
I wouldn't do it.
You can't run your organization that way.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it myself, but holy cow. You're the Buffalo Bills if that happens. You're the Buffalo Bills.
I'm making Joe Maddon still my leading candidate, even though he's not technically a candidate yet, simply for the fact that it's a very easy win for the Padres. A team that needs wins badly, this is a win. The fans would embrace the idea of a World Series winning manager with that kind of credibility that knows how to win and has that experience coming in. Now, the reality of Joe Maddon might not match everyone's expectations. You know, Joe Maddon, like anyone else, has his good days and his bad days. He's got his flaws and his strengths. He's not the perfect skipper by any means. But they would win that initial press conference. They would get a lot of coverage nationally. People would say, oh, throw away that 2019 season. Here comes Joe Maddon. Everything's different for the Padres in 2020. We'll see what reality looks like, but that's an easy way for the Padres to score a win with their managerial
hiring.
Big
time, big time. Right out of the chute. I mean, that's a lot of, a lot of people tweeting in, hey, have you seen what Joe Maddon's done in Chicago? That the fans there don't like him. Again, you never know how it's going to pan out here. So it definitely wins the press conference.
Guess what Giants fans, when Bochy came to San Francisco, said,
yeah.
San Diego, he wasn't doing much right there. Why do we want this guy? Well, three World Series later, you're pretty happy on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.